Why do we work so hard? This is Dr. Hurdalvai, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Why do we work so hard? All of life is filled with happiness, joy, peace, harmony, goodness. All of life is filled with all the magic that we could ever imagine if we just open our eyes and see it. But the trouble is, we don't open our eyes and we don't see it. We're so concerned about the everyday cares, the everyday worries, the everyday concerns the world has for us. And we're so concerned about going our spiritual path, going our human path, going our everyday path as our work a day requires of us, going whatever is required of us. We think that we have to do whatever is required of us. Well, consider how many people are on the face of the earth. An awful lot. Billions and billions and billions. And all of these people have a different direction that they want to go. They all have a different calling, you might say, a different feeling that something is important to them. And they're chasing after that golden fleece. They're chasing after that beautiful dream that they have. They're chasing after that desire that they have. And they're not sure what it is. Who is sure of the desire of our heart? You know, who is really sure of what we really want to do or what we really want to accomplish in our life? Who's sure of that? Well, none of us. We all have the opportunity of being nice people. Now, what in the world is a nice person? We all have the opportunity of being a nice person. And then we say to ourselves, well, sure, yeah, that's good, but is that enough? Well, I would say to you, is that enough? Why, it sure is. Can you imagine what it would be like if you spent 24 hours of the day, even while you're sleeping, having good dreams? If you spent 24 hours of every single day being a nice person, can you imagine what would happen to you if you were a nice person every single moment of the day? Every single moment of the day, asleep or awake, it wouldn't matter, but every single moment, well, who can be a nice person even a little bit of the time, not only every minute of the day? Well, that's a good question. Who can be a nice person every moment of the day or just even a little bit of time? Well, what does it mean to be a nice person? Well, to be a nice person first means that I like myself. And I'm happy in my own company. If I had to spend the rest of my life all by myself, I would be a very happy person. If I had to spend every single moment of the rest of my life, whether it is a day, a week, a year, 100 years, and I had to spend it all by myself, with not another person around. Oh, I don't discount animals and creatures and the world about me, but not another human being, just me. Would I like myself? Well, I might say, be kind of lonely. Well, would it really be lonely? Are we like the little Adam in the Big Bang Theory that was so lonely that he held his breath until he blew up? Well, perhaps we are in a way, but what is it that we're lonely for? What is it that we're lonely for? Are we lonely for the company of others? Are we lonely for a happy face? Are we lonely for a happy attitude from somebody else? Well, just think. I know a young man. His name is Gregor Mueller. And every time I see Gregor Mueller, I have to think how a happy person really is. Whenever Gregor Mueller enters a house, he first takes a look around to see what sort of pets are there. And when he sees a pet is there, any pet, he gets down on all fours himself, and he goes over to the pet and he makes love to the pet. He says, "You're wonderful, you're sweet, you're..." And he tells the pet what a wonderful pet it is. Well, now, Gregor feels wonderful in doing this. He feels fantastic, and everybody who sees him says, "Wow, what a loving guy, what a fantastic guy. My goodness, his life must be filled with joy and peace and harmony. His life must be filled with every good thing. He doesn't even talk to the people when he comes in the house. First thing he does is go for the pets. He goes for the little kittens or the dog or anything, but he doesn't go for the people. He goes for the pets." Well, now, is he going to be living a happy life? He sure can. Where does his unhappiness come in, if any unhappiness comes into his life? Well, it comes in because he turns to the people. And instead of giving the people the same attitude he gives to the pets, he gives to the people the attitude that, hey, like me, you know, talk to me, share with me. Now, what does he do with the pet? With the pet, he just immediately gets down on all fours and snuggles in with the pets and says, "Oh, you're so wonderful." Now, the pets may be wonderful and may not, but for Gregor, they are. And so when he gets down with the pets, he is one with them, and they are just a happy couple, a happy twosome or more. And every single one of the pets just seems to mellow in Gregor's presence. They just roll over, and they just want to be tickled and loved and be happy. And Gregor just loves to tickle and love them. Now, Gregor asks nothing in return from the pets. He asks nothing in return from the pets. He just gives to them all of the love that's in his nature to give. And that makes him a very happy, happy, happy person. It makes him a very fulfilled person. If Gregor had to live alone with animals all of his life, he'd really be very content, because he'd be no longer trying to get people to like him. He would just be liking the creatures in his world. Now, can we take a lesson from Gregor's action here and realize that when we go out and just love everything in our world, love all the pets, love all the conditions, love the weather, love the surroundings, love everything, and then that love just sort of pours back upon us, but we don't know it. We're so busy giving out love, we're so busy loving ourselves and loving ourselves and our environment, that we have no time to even think, is it coming back or is it not? We have no time to think about what other people are doing, and are they living up to the loving attitude that we are. Do the pets respond to us as we love them? Oh my, yes. Would people respond to us if we love them in that same unconditional manner? Oh my, yes. Would we love ourselves if we loved ourselves in the unconditional manner that Gregor loves all these animals? We sure would. My goodness, we would be the happiest people we can imagine. But how much time are we willing to give to that? How much time do we give to our life in saying, the world is wonderful? And how much time do we give to our life in saying the world's got problems? Well, that's a good question, isn't it? Now, what is it that we are going to do about that? How are we going to respond in this type of world? How are we going to respond in this type of a condition where there's a world out there, and there's people out there, and they're going to be having attitudes and having thoughts and feelings and attentions? Now, when Gregor comes into the house and loves the animals, he just gets right down on their level and just snuggles in with them. Do we look at the world about us and ourselves and just snuggle right in with it? And do we say, what a wonderful world this is, what a fabulous world this is, not seeing for one second the problems that might be there? Gregor doesn't notice the problems that the dogs might have been having, because when he comes, they're no longer having problems. When Gregor walks into the room, he only sees wonderful pets. Oh, you sweet little thing. Oh, you wonderful little kitten. Oh, you nice puppy dog. Oh, you nice dog. And he just sees them as he sees himself. He sees himself as a loving, great guy. So he sees all these pets that way. And all the pets respond to him in that way. Now, our world would respond to us, too, in just that same way, if we would pay attention to it from the point of view that it is good and very good. Since we don't pay attention to it, that it's good and very good, then the world seems to be all shook up at times, and it seems to have problems. But we could be the happiest people in the world, living all by ourselves, with not another human being on the face of the earth, if we had the Gregor consciousness. The Gregor consciousness is unconditional love for all animals and all pets and his world. Now, when we have that attitude and that consciousness, we do some pretty wonderful things. We do some pretty exciting things. We do some amazing things. We no longer judge the world around us. We no longer look at the world as something outside of us. If we were able to live all of our life with that Gregor consciousness, if we could live all of our life with that consciousness of unconditional love that Gregor has for himself and all the animals in his world, we would find life to be a most exciting adventure. We would find ourselves so busy, so completely busy, so fulfilled and so rewarded, that we wouldn't think of ourselves being alone for 1 second. We wouldn't think of ourselves. We'd be so busy loving, so busy enfolding ourselves in ourselves and in our world, that we wouldn't even realize that the day had come and the night had come. We wouldn't realize that there were no people around us. We wouldn't realize that there were problems in the world, or there was anything in the world that was something to upset another person. We would look at everything from the purest, most beautiful, unconditional love. And with that unconditional love, we would be totally happy. We'd be unaware that there was not another person in the world. Can I live my life in such a way that I am so completely a perfect human being that I am all human beings? Can I live my life so beautifully, so perfectly, that I am the divine being and I am all divine beings? Can I live my life so perfectly that I am unconditional love? And I'm so busy being unconditional love, I don't realize whether there are people here or not. If I'm giving a lecture in an auditorium, I don't realize whether there are people there or not, because I am so in love with me and my subject and what I'm talking about. Whether there's another person present or not, I don't know. There can be thousands present in the auditorium. And because I like my subject, and because I like me, and because I like my world, that's the only radiation that goes out from me. And if anybody is listening, that's what they hear. And do I have to have feedback from them, applause or a snicker or a smile or happiness from them because of what I'm doing? Not at all. Because I like me. I live in my world so completely. I live in that infinite Gregor consciousness of just falling in love with every little aspect of life and making it the most happy, the most fulfilled, the most creative, the most rewarding experience that I could ever know. Gregor married a woman, and she had a lovely daughter. And the daughter was not quite sure of what to make of Gregor, as most stepchildren would be. They find it difficult to see what their step-parent is going to be like. But Gregor decided that he was not going to be a step-parent. This little girl, so beautiful, so vivacious, so creative, so dynamic, Gregor was just going to love the bejabbers out of her, just like he does to all the pets in his world. And he was not going to expect her to behave or not behave. He was not going to expect her to do anything or not do anything. He was just going to be her lover. He was just going to be someone who came and recognized her as a lovely pet in his world. And he was going to love this pet with all his love, with all his heart and all his being. And the relationship between Gregor and this young girl is so glorious. It's the most beautiful love story you might ever want to know. It's all because Gregor does not need anyone else in the world to be loving. Loving is his nature. When loving is your nature and loving is my nature, we don't need anyone else in the world to appreciate who we are. We just give, give, give. And we love giving. Just as when I give lectures in various halls, if I have one person or if I have 100 or if I have 1,000, it makes no difference to me, because I am sharing who I am, and I'm pouring out the love of my heart to all who are in my world. If there are none, I still delight. I walk the morning paths and the meditation trails here at the university campus, and sometimes I give my talks as I'm walking along. And I give my talks to me. I have my little recorder in my hand and I'm walking along. You can hear my footpaths as I'm stepping along the path. And I'm telling the story. I'm giving the lecture and I'm giving the exciting aspect. And it's not that there are people are there or the people are not there. I'm giving it because I like me. I give it because the talk I'm giving is exciting. I give it because it's a wonderful, fabulous, beautiful world, and I am the center of it. Yes, we could live in a world where there were no other human beings. We could live in a world where there are no other human beings under one condition, and that's the condition that we first love ourselves. We enjoy our own company. We enjoy who we are and what we are. And you know, if we could all enjoy who we are, what we are, and enjoy our own company, we probably would be the most wonderful populace of the world. Because everyone would indeed then begin to enjoy us and love our company and love the world that we're in, when we first love the world that we're in. We can be all alone, or we can be surrounded by a multitude. It makes no difference. The only difference is, if you like yourself, then you like your world. Let's get this Gregor consciousness in ourselves, and let's apply that in every area of our life, and let's be happy, joyous, magnificent in every way. Know that I love you. I love you. I love you.